Welcome to another day with Jesus, a daily word from God's heart brought by Pastor Preeji. As you receive the word, open your soul to be encountered by Him.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this amazing new day and this amazing new opportunity that we have to walk with the Lord, to hear from Him, to carry His heart, His mind, His revelations for our generation. One of the prophets in the Bible that heard a lot in detail about the last days was this man by the name Daniel. Let me read his testimony about this. This is Daniel chapter 8 and verse 27. It says, "Then I, Daniel, was overcome and lay sick for several days. Afterward, I got up and I performed my duties for the king, but I was greatly troubled by the vision and could not understand it." This is the testimony of a prophet who experienced a deep personal revelation about the last days, and God had told him he cannot share it. This vision needs to be kept a secret because it's not going to happen for a really, really long time. We know that we are living in the last days, and some of the things that Daniel prophesied about and the visions that he saw, it is actually taking place in our day and time. And because it didn't make sense to Daniel, it didn't apply to his timeline, it was very hard for him to grasp the reality of it, the truth of it, and the practical applications for it. So it was very natural that Daniel would be overcome. He was overwhelmed. He was overtaken by the information that was downloaded into his spirit. He couldn't handle it anymore. This was a man who was serious about hearing from God. He didn't just take this vision for granted and said, "Okay, let it happen whenever it should happen." He was overcome. He let the burden that he had received in his spirit to overflow into his soul, which would overflow into his physical realm, even into his flesh. His flesh started feeling the burden and the weight of what his spirit was seeing. To give you the context, he was in fact seeing what will happen during the last days, the great tribulation period, and the reign of the Antichrist, how terrible it is going to be, and how crazy the kingdoms of the world will be at that time. This vision came with a postscript which said, "This is not going to happen now. It is going to happen after a very, very long time. So you don't have anything to worry about, Daniel. This is not about something that is going to happen tomorrow." So if I was in Daniel's place, I would have taken that evening easy. I would have just gone back to normal business, saying, "This is not something I need to be praying about. This is not something I need to be worried about. This is not something I need to have a burden about. I can just, you know, do my life as I was doing till today." And yet here was a true prophet, a true man of God, a person whose heart was beating with the heart of God. And as he saw what God was showing him about the last days, he couldn't rest anymore. He was overcome. In fact, he lay sick for several days. Several days passed by because of this one vision that he saw in chapter 8. I'm praying that today the Lord will give you a burden and He will fill you with a vision and a perspective for the world around you. And what He shows you will transpire from your spirit even into your physical body. And I'm not saying you need to fall sick. See, Daniel couldn't understand these things because he had not had a full revelation of Jesus. He had not had a full revelation of the kingdom of God. We are on the other side of history. We are on the side of history that John saw, where he saw the Lamb, he saw the Jesus, he saw the resurrected one. And we are on the side that understands how this is going to be. We are on the side that understands who will come out victorious in all of our life's battles. Daniel did not have the privilege of seeing and experiencing Jesus in that same measure. But if we have that revelation of Jesus, we cannot fall sick. We cannot be overcome by grief. Instead, we have to be overcome with a divine zeal and a passion to see the kingdom of God established in our city and our nation. We need to be filled with this burden to see lost souls saved. When the Lord gives us a vision, when He gives us a glimpse, when He gives us a prophetic insight, that has to cause us to lose our sleep for several days so that we can pray more, so that we can intercede greater, so that we can evangelize better, so that we can make more disciples for Jesus. He says that for several days, his physical realm, his flesh realm got affected by what he saw in the spirit. And he says, afterward, he did get up and he performed his duties for the king. He went back to his regular job of being the prime minister and being the assistant in the palace. And yet, he was greatly troubled by the vision because he could not understand it. I declare, understanding be your portion. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the revelation of the full scripture from Genesis to Revelation that helps us to understand what the prophets wrote about, what the visions mean, what the revelations mean. We can understand. Here was a Daniel, the wisest in his palace, the wisest in his days, and yet he couldn't understand the vision because he didn't have the gospel in its entirety. He didn't have Jesus to see through. He didn't have the Holy Spirit to explain it to him. But you and I, we are blessed, my dear friends. We will understand the prophetic insight that the Lord wants to give us. So if you're ready, let me pray for you for a quick minute. Just close your eyes and let your heart be connected to mine. Dear Jesus, we pray for a fresh download of the prophetic world, the prophetic realm of the prophetic dimension. Let your children see and taste and know of things to come. What is going to happen in this nation in the next 1 month, in the next year, let it be opened up to your dear children this morning. And as a result of it, let them be passionate, let them be zealous, let them pray like never before, let them cry like never before, let them be overtaken by a burden to see your kingdom established. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. As God has spoken to you through this word, share this podcast and encourage someone's spirit. Reach out to us at pastorpreji.com. May this word guide your day.